Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, you guys. Welcome back to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
Back together again.
Can you believe it? We had the two Justins cover for us.
Well, I mean, this is Tam's outfit is really on point.
And well, then I have a flag shirt too.
Well, she texted me to make sure that I was going to have mine. We're going to be spending 4th of July together. So don't worry. You'll get lots of Instagram live content that day.
If I can get my Instagram live to work.
Oh yeah. Well, if you can't figure out Instagram
what
today.
What is going on Instagram? I can't post a story.
But pretty much we have to recap you going to New York. I don't know how much you shared with Justin because I haven't listened to your podcast.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry, I just got back yesterday.
I know.
And then my trip
I listened to yours with Justin.
You did, of
with
course.
With the other Justin.
Look, you know
it was
what?
So good.
Thank you. I'm sure yours was amazing. And tonight when I'm going to bed, I'll be listening to it as well. And we'll talk about it on the 4th. What a great job you did.
What?
In retrospective, that's even the correct word. I do watch you on Girls Trip, which I think counts for something.
Okay.
Because I'm
well,
seeing...
I think you kind of have to because we're recapping. True. So don't pat yourself on the back too much.
True, but I'm loving it, which we'll get there later.
Okay. So just so you know, when I was on with Justin, we recapped like the first three episodes. But if there's anything like you want to tell me that stood out or you thought was crazy, let's have at it. And then today, episode 4. I think at like 2 o'clock in the morning came out and it was crazy.
It was a delicious little snacky pill I could have this
snack.
Morning.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Before we get into Girls Trip, you know, I was just curious what you got me for my birthday because it's tomorrow.
I haven't gotten it yet.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to give me.
No,
anything.
I am. I'm going
but
today.
Yeah. Are you going to get me a Birkin? Because we found out yesterday on Watch What Happens Live that Garcelle
bought a Birkin. I love that they priced it from $895. What Birkin is $895 a keychain?
I didn't watch What Happens Live.
It said, at first I thought it said $895 to $2,000. And yeah. I thought, who is smoking crack over there at Evolution? And then I rewound it and it was like $2 million.
Hold. The Birkin where they put the price was the Birkin cake.
No. They did that too.
Okay.
They did that too and it was $500. No, but they said the average Birkin was from $895 to $2 million.
Which and I'm like, but I don't know what maybe like the scarf that you could put over
the
Birkin.
Yeah, I'm like, what is $895?
I personally thought I would never have a Birkin either. And then
you have one?
I didn't buy it for myself. My husband gave it to me as a push present for
$20,000. Which one?
Yeah.
$20,000. I mean, they're on average, the average ones the girls carry are what, $20,000. I personally wouldn't do it. Can I afford it? Yes. Would I do it? No.
But if somebody gave it to you as a gift?
I mean,
granted, it's not here. I'm at our beach house right now. It's not here with me right now because I get worried putting it places.
Okay. So I love purses. I love shoes. I will spend tons of money on it. Birkin, I'm just not that thrilled about it. I don't know. Maybe I will one day, but I remember going to the Ivy with my girlfriend drinking and, you know, Chanel is a couple doors down, went to Chanel, bought the boy bag for like $5,000. And then I took it home and put it. And I just stared at it. Like, what did I do? Like, you know, those drunk purchases. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I got it. I maybe used it 3 times.
I know. I don't use my Birkin that much. I wasn't proud of Edwin for like figuring out a way to get one the way that
but
I would
that
like
it.
Like
him
it
that.
Was nice. There's only so many big things that he knew I hadn't bought myself. And of course he consulted Kyle and what did Kyle tell him to get me?
A Birkin.
Yeah.
But Kyle always has one.
Well, she has one in every color.
Well, she's
much.
The fashion queen and we are not.
I mean, look at us right now. This really shows what our levels are at. I didn't even unpack from my trip for me or the kids.
Well, you just got home.
Well, I just decided we'll just take all of our stuff. Half of it was wet in suitcases and come back
to your beach
here
house.
And just bring it to the beach house. So got 10 tons of laundry to do today. Before we get into Watch What Happens Live, we have to talk about a blind item. I'm not going to say which blogger put it, but there's a blind item and everyone and their mother is sending me DMs about it. And it said on the flight from LAX to Cancun, Teddy sat without her children. Teddy and Edwin sat in first class without her.
Didn't Edwin go before you?
Yeah, he was there a week before me. So already you were wrong.
Okay. Did you sit next to somebody that remotely looked like Edwin?
No, I sat next to Dove.
Oh, well, she kind of looks
like
Edwin. Actually, she looks like your dad.
and they said Teddy did not travel with her children. She had all of her children in coach next to a nanny. And then she got up and left them and went to customs.
Well, first of all, you can't have a nanny bring your children through customs. It doesn't work like
right.
that.
So this is exactly what happened. Edwin already flew to Cancun. I needed to wait until we got Bella. So I didn't go as early and go on his work trip portion. So I came just when his family and Bella could come. So we last minute are switching around the flights because Bella had a volleyball tournament. We were only able to get 2 first class tickets and then we were able to get 4 in coach all in one row.
Perfect.
So the 3 kids and then right next to them is Katie, my assistant / nanny. Then a girl who told me she was a huge fan and wanted to take a picture. I'm only going to assume maybe it was her that leaked this situation. However,
was it a situation?
The only situation that is accurate here is one, Edwin didn't fly with us, is that but Dove and I did sit in first class and the other kids did not.
Okay.
However, I did walk to customs the second I got off the plane with Dove so that then I could skip
the line,
a huge portion of the line, and then look to Slate and Bella and Cruz and Katie and
I'm
go,
over here.
Come on, guys,
line.
I'm
Get
here.
Yeah.
Because she's 2 years old. There's no napping on the plane.
Right.
It was you're doing the best that you can.
Well, she did nap on the way up. I saw that.
Well, she napped.
Did you drug her?
No, I mean, I
a little Benadryl?
Maybe like a half a Benadryl,
I knew it.
But she napped for like 20 minutes and normally she naps for 3 hours. So like we were doing all
being
the things.
On an airplane with a 2-year-old is never fun.
And I didn't want her to cry or anything, but so guys, we're all doing the best that we can.
Do you get mad at people that have, like, if you're in first class and there's a kid that's crying the entire trip?
It depends. Like, I think as long as you're trying.
Yeah. I think as a mother, you have sympathy, because I've traveled with my kids when they were little and it was miserable.
And Dove was actually pretty good there and back, except when we were in the lines to go through customs or to there, they had the wrong name on my passport. Like, yeah, the passport didn't match the thing. So anytime she's like stagnant sitting there, that's when she kind of would throw her fits. So anyone that thinks they're out to like get me as this terrible human being, I want you to travel with four kids.
Let's think about this for a minute. First of all, I actually text you and asked you to call me and you said, I can't, I'm so busy. I'm shuffling kids. I'm trying to go through customs. Like,
I really did. And the kids were thrilled. They went on the trip of a lifetime. Why turn our trip of a lifetime into something negative? Because we all couldn't sit next to each other on a plane.
Because people are assholes.
I know.
People are complete assholes.
True. Speaking of, we need to talk about Watch What Happens Live with Z-Way.
Yeah. Okay.
So did she ask you to do it?
So yeah. So basically about 2 years ago, she sent me a message. I don't follow her. She doesn't follow me. So it's one of those things where it's sitting in your unknown messages.
You're plus 99.
You're plus 99s. So I rarely will go through those. And I went through it and I'm like, I didn't know who she was. I mean, and it was right after I was getting, I got let go. I was doing a ton of interviews, a ton of podcasts, things like that. And she sent me a message and she's like, not knowing who she was, she's like, hey, I'd love to have you on my, she's very sweet to me. I'd love to have you on my live. And I particularly don't like lives.
Hold on. I'm going to actually read your DMs. It says, hi, Tamara, would you ever be interested in being interviewed on my Instagram live? You'd be an iconic guest. I don't know when she sent this, but you responded June 24th, 2020.
Right.
Which is, when did you get fired?
I got fired in January, February of.
So you still had the chip.
Yeah.
And you said, hi, how are you? Maybe. What do you want to talk about?
Because I didn't know who she was.
Right. And she writes, oh my goodness, living legend. Thank you for getting back to me. Tamara responds, of course. And then there's more back and forth.
Well, she sent me a bunch of her stories of what, you know, just like examples of what she did on her podcast. Or is it a podcast?
No, on her live, on her Instagram live. Yeah. And Tam responds, thank you. I'll watch them in the morning. Not feeling great. Headed to bed. So
that was it.
I don't decline it.
And then if you even see my Instagram messages, I get hundreds of them. You know how it is. You get hundreds of them. So once you
a day.
A day. So once it's on the bottom, I don't see it again. She never reached out to me again. I never declined. I never said I would do it.
Because if you don't accept that person as a friend, if you don't make that person your friend, it still goes in the plus 99.
Right. So I'm like, I mean, so when she was on last night, I was getting all kinds of messages about it. And I'm like, I don't know who she is. So I literally went onto her Instagram, clicked on messages to see if we ever had a conversation. And that conversation came up. And I'm like, oh my God, this was so minor for her to go on there and to kind of shade me. I mean, but she was sweet. She said that I could come on anytime I want, but now I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, because you never said no. There was no follow through from either of you.
I just, as you know, as a podcast host, you ask somebody to be on the podcast. If they don't answer, then you follow up and then you go back and forth. And it's up to you as a host to follow up to make sure they want to. And if they don't, they don't. We've asked people and they said, no, I'm not going to shade them.
But also I think you have to know that some people go through their reps. Some, like, I never respond to in regards to podcasts or booking things without my reps, because I don't know the situation and I don't want to say yes to something that ultimately I could go on and somebody is going to just be terrible to me.
I know.
So you never really know. But also what ends up happening is
what Garcelle says, what's she doing?
What is she doing? Like, she has nothing to, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm kind of busy, Garcelle. Love you, but
yeah, I mean, and she said it in a kind of shady way, but then Andy said, She's being smart by not going on the show.
Right. Andy did say that. And I don't, to this day, I don't know anything about her show. Only what she sent me. So sorry, didn't mean to upset you, but
Then it was confusing to me because Garcelle then later on or before whatever is like, well, I like Tamara after she kind of says, well, I love Tamara. And then of course, in the after show, there's a question that says, you know, Garcelle says she would defend Sutton and saying Teddy was boring before meeting her. Guys, here's the thing. Tamara is my witness. How did Garcelle treat me at the MTV Awards?
Sweet.
Who came up to who first?
She came up to you. Let me just say, I love Garcelle. I don't know her like you know her. So sweet to me. Always been so kind. I mean, I've only saw her the one time on MTV Awards. Said good things about me on Watch What Happens Live. I don't have any issue there. But I don't understand this. I don't understand why she called you boring.
Well, this is the part that's confusing to me, is if she believes that it is rude or mean or whatever the phrasing, exact phrasing was, for Diana to say that Sutton is boring, why is it not the same for me when Sutton said the same to me? And that's what she's saying. She's like, you know, and ultimately she is holding up her, I'm going to stand by Sutton no matter what. And the only thing that I'm going to say is a little bit of a difference between both me and Sutton. One, when that happened with me, I was pregnant. I was emotional. Right. I was tired. If you were to call me boring right now, I'd be like, go F yourself. I don't care. Yeah. But I was in an emotional situation.
But what was the context of Garcelle calling you boring?
The context was her saying she agreed with Sutton.
That you were born.
Yeah, she would agree that that was the situation. And here's the thing. If you do think that I'm boring, I would rather be boring and smile and be enjoyable and have fun than be whatever it is that Sutton is. Because Sutton, to me, has not shown one moment of fun this entire season.
She doesn't smile. I text you this morning. I'm like, what is going on with Sutton? I mean, I don't know if it's the testosterone pellet or what's going on with her, but she's very aggressive. And that's what testosterone will do to you. And I'm not making excuses for her.
I have the testosterone pellet.
I love that she called it surgery.
They do cut open like one little thing and put a stitch in. Granted, I haven't had it in forever, but I did get it. I didn't notice that much of a change. But that's the thing. I want you guys to think about, and this isn't me having issue with Sutton. It's me watching it as a viewer.
Yeah.
Has Sutton laughed or had a good time or seemed like somebody you want to?
She really, no, really she, hasn't.
You guys love her shady confessionals and maybe there she'll smile. But when she's in the group of women, she's just seems
and
miserable.
And she's been saying some mean things too. I know. Kyle had to stop her, and we'll get into it when we recap. Yeah, but I'm like, what is going on with you, Sutton?
Yeah. So I don't really know what the deal is with Garcelle. I feel like I've been repeatedly complimentary of her.
I think she likes you. I think she likes to take the opportunity to.
I think she knows what's going to generate press, which more power to her. So do we.
Yeah.
But.
I personally think she likes you. I really do. Let me ask you a question. If you were to go out with Garcelle right now and the three of us go sit at the beach, have some drinks, would we have fun? Would she be fun? Yes. I feel like she's fun. If Sutton went down to the beach with us and had drinks, would she be fun?
I think the only time Sutton seems like a good time is when she is doing karaoke with her assistant that she pays.
I do see that a lot. I was wondering who that was.
That's her assistant.
I thought it was her boyfriend or something. And I'm like, what is going on? Was she dating these young guys? And she's always doing karaoke for?
So that's what apparently lights her fire and makes her happy. And
I can't wait to get into the conversation that she had with Diana.
I can't either. But let's take a little break and then start with Girls Trip.
Hey, it's Danielle Fishel,
Wilfredo,
and Ryder Strong.
But you may know us as Topanga,
Eric,
and Sean from the TGIF staple Boy Meets World.
What are we all doing together as adults in 2022, acting so carefree and hilarious?
Well, we started a podcast called Pod Meets World, where the three of us are going to sit down almost 30 years later to watch every episode of the show and talk about what we remember.
And what we don't.
None of us have seen an episode since it aired back in the 90s, so we'll be witnessing our middle part haircuts, hooded t-shirts, and teenage overacting for basically the first time right along with you.
And we'll be joined by guests from Boy Meets World like Bill Daniels, Trina McGee, Matthew Lawrence, and our beloved Minkus, Lee Norris.
From the neighborly advice of Mr. Feeney
to plays with squirrels
to cutting my hair on TV for the very first time
to that time I joined a cult.
We'll break down the good, the bad, and the nostalgic ugly.
So be sure to subscribe to Pod Meets World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere where you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Okay, we are back and we need to talk about Girls Trip. First and foremost, I had a pleasant surprise of my love for Eva.
Well,
I've loved Eva the second I met her. I felt like she's been so good the entire, but you tell me why.
I think because not only is she fun in the moment, we're watching her and she's like making an effort to get to know everybody.
Yeah.
She also has, you know, confessionals that are funny, but she doesn't take herself too seriously, which I also like. Yep. I think Phaedra is amazing, who also is from Atlanta, but
so good.
She is, you're seeing a lot in the confessionals, less with the other women.
But I think she was like that on the show as well.
So
she does amazing confessionals, but she has a lot of good one-liners and a lot of looks. You know,
yeah.
I feel like every cast member has something different. Like this one does this, and this one does this, and this one does this. And Phaedra's is her confessionals. She's super smart. She's quick-witted. She's funny.
Her taking her kid's phone away.
Oh, she's
in the middle of girls' trip. Dead.
Dead. I mean, what a good
dead.
Mom. What a good mom.
And
now.
Honestly, moms, I would have done the same.
Yeah. But a lot of people would be like, oh, you know, have the babysitter deal with it or the nanny or whatever. But she's so hands-on.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe other than you, of course, Tam, Eva is my favorite.
Eva's like a kind spirited, totally positive, like live on the earth type of girl.
But also I'm enjoying watching her on TV. Mm-hmm. And I also enjoyed
loving
her. Okay,
so can I tell you what you and her have in common?
What?
Okay, so when she was cast for the show.
I thought you were going to say when we both got fired, we were both pregnant.
Well, wait, that's part of it. Now you made me lose my train of thought. Okay, so when she was cast for the show and she was on, I believe she was pregnant most of the time. And I Googled, like, who is this girl? Because I didn't watch Atlanta at the time. And there was so much, oh, she's so boring. Oh, she's so boring. Well, she was flipping pregnant the entire time. People don't understand when you're on the show, like, you have to drink. You have to get your liquid courage. Otherwise, especially being pregnant, you're like, okay,
you're exhausted. And what you don't have to, what you don't fully understand, which will break down, is like your situation that happens with Dorinda this week. You're seeing 20 seconds of a 45 yeah. minute conversation. Yeah. So if you're pregnant, you are so exhausted.
There's no way that I could do it. I when I saw that you were pregnant way back when, I'm like, there's no way I could film being pregnant. And then Teresa was pregnant. I think Melissa got pregnant on the
Teresa
show.
Teresa was pregnant?
She was pregnant with one of her kids on the show. Yeah, her littlest.
Wow. I mean, even just going to Provence when I was 8 months pregnant, I was like, oh, hell.
8 months.
I had to get permission from the doctor to let him fly.
It's not your first one. It's your third one.
Yeah. I mean, it was a doozy.
So Eva was the same. So people called her boring because she was pregnant while she was on the show. But the second I met her, I was expecting, okay, boring. No, she was like a spitfire. She was like outspoken and talking and always like going. She was like so much.
Energy. Not scared to party. Not scared to also have the harder conversations.
Yeah, smoke cigarettes, smoke joints the entire time.
We need to, before we get into you and, you know, Dorinda, we need to talk about the mangina conversation with Brandy and Eva, because there's the apology there. I feel like if Brandy was a touch more sober, she could have maybe had that conversation a little bit differently. I think what she was trying to say,
I don't even think there should have been a conversation. I think Brandy just shouted out like, oh, I thought he was a mangina.
But then she didn't even explain it properly.
No, she didn't.
No, like no. She could have been like, I really just thought you wore the pants fully in the relationship and he was going to be a pushover.
Yeah.
She could have said it like
she
that.
She did it the opposite way. She made it sound like he did everything. What a great guy. And then Eva had to set her straight sitting down going, well, no, the guys that don't do it are the mangina.
Yeah.
He's not a mangina.
Yeah. And then she like made parallel. They essentially, it just did not make sense. So that, you know, Brandy, I like you, but you got lost here.
But the thing is like, she knew it. She woke up the next morning and she texted her.
But
like,
then apology was weird too. She didn't take ownership for what she said the next day and say like, hey, but so then you could see
that's
Eva was confused,
Brandy.
But I mean, Brandy is such good TV. And I have to say, looked beautiful on Watch What Happens Live.
Stunning. Well, it's so funny because Julius and Priscilla were the glam. That's the New York glam. And when they did my glam for New York last week, I was on TMZ and they put a picture of me from that night and a picture of me from 10, 12 years ago. And they're like, something like good genes or good plastic surgery. And I'm like, okay. I go, I called my glam team in California and I said, I don't know what they did to me. They made me look 15, 20 years younger. You need to find out what makeup they're using and you need to start using it. Because they're just so good.
I know.
They're
like, they're machines. Like the way that they...
30 minutes. She can do my makeup. 30 minutes. I know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't get crepey. I don't get cakey. I'm like, okay. Okay, Tommy, you need to call Priscilla and see what she uses because it is amazing.
Then we see you giving the Heimlich maneuver to my gal Vic.
Yes, I almost cracked my boob open. So I had just like, I don't know, 6 weeks prior had my implants removed. So I was still pretty tender.
That's why it hurt you.
That's why it hurt so bad. She had her mic pack on her back. So when I did the Heimlich, I grabbed her and pushed and it went right into my chest. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. This can't be good. It hurts so bad. But was she really choking?
Who knows? I mean, does she really need to go to the hospital and get shots? Does she really pretend she's going to whoop it up and then not? It's all the things. But then you guys get a little bit of a tongue lashing for the food and bedrooms.
Okay. So I think it was hilarious that all of us were bringing food to our room.
I mean, the flashbacks, I'm dead. Even Eva's like, well, I'm pretty sure I didn't even have it. And then
but she put cupcakes in our room. If you're worried, because her complaint was not, I'm worried about you ruining my carpet. It's more, I don't want mice in my room, in my house, because she's out in the country. So she put cupcakes in our room.
But I also have a question.
Yes.
Do you never, I mean, because she really went for you a little bit, and we'll have to talk about you crying in a minute, but I sometimes eat my room. Like
I do too.
I like to watch a show and have some skinny pop and live my best life and sometimes have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I don't always like to be in my living room.
I know. I do too. I mean,
I love that I say living room, not even kitchen table.
Yeah, kitchen living room. I had a rule when the kids were little that I didn't allow them to eat in their room because they're kids and they
leave stuff. Yeah.
They leave stuff and you know, all that stuff. Now, I mean, Sophia's almost 17 years old. I'm like, if you want to take something in your room, have at it. Would I eat spaghetti in my room? No.
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 Granted, Cruz ate spaghetti in my room last night.
Oh, well, there you go. But would I go to my office in the morning and get on my computer and have a bowl of oatmeal on my desk? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. Do I sit in my bed and eat? No, not normally. Popcorn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My husband and I will sit and watch a movie or a show or whatever and have popcorn in the bed. Yeah. And then you get annoyed later when your foot hits one of the kernels. Yeah. And you move on.
Yeah, you move on.
But like live your best freaking life. But it's not
going to get caught up like the
oh my God, floss. Like the dental floss and a stinger. I know. It's, you know, we do what we can. Oh, I can't even wait till we're off air so I can show you what happened in Mexico.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Okay. So, but she's definitely being condescending to you, but I haven't seen you so easily cry. Explain this.
Okay.
To me.
So this was, it was weird. Like, I didn't really feel completely comfortable going into a house that I didn't know everybody. I kind of like to examine my people around me first to get the feeling before I feel comfortable. I'm kind of, honestly, I'm a little bit shy. So when she came at me, I felt like, okay, she's joking. Like, I mean, in my head, I don't know, maybe I overreacted, but she's like, let me get the plaque. I'm like, no, you don't have to get the plaque. I didn't see it. I apologize. There was so much shit in our room because we were sharing a room. There was stuff everywhere. And you got to remember, we go in, we change our clothes, we get ready, we leave, we go in and out, in and out, in and out. It was very seldom that you see us just laying in our room doing nothing. We spent hardly any room in our room. Even when we were sleeping, like we probably got 3 hours, 4 hours sleep a night. So I didn't see it. So, but the way she was doing it and the way she's being condescending to me, I mean,
like, I don't know what you're used
to. I don't know what you're used to. I don't know what kind of house you live in, like things like that. I was like, oh my God, she thinks I'm this big giant loser that just like is a slob and eats, you know.
Well, what I was confused about is everybody in their confessionals were like, oh, well, we did it too, but I'm scared to tell her. Like at that point,
she literally watched people walking up the stairs in shoes, carrying drinks up there. She watched and didn't say a word. And I felt like I was being singled out. And even though Vicky and I were sharing a room and we did this together, she wasn't going for Vicky. She was just going for me. She had gone for Vicky a couple nights prior. So now she was going after me. And I'm like, what the hell?
So you think it was planned? She was just,
I don't know. I'm like, are you, like, I'm like, okay, I got it. She's like, no, you don't got it. And I mean, and keep in mind, this conversation happened for like 20 minutes. I mean, 75% of it was cut out. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry. So I got to the point where I got so mad. I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, whatever I said. And I walked out. But in hindsight, you know what I wish I would have done? I wish I would have grabbed a cupcake, smeared it on my face and shoved it and walked upstairs and crumbs were falling on the ground.
You know what? The thing I was most upset about?
What?
That was your best outfit so far on Girls Trip. And we didn't even get to use it during Dorinda. Like, your butt looked so cute.
Oh,
you looked so like that. Honestly, I was ready for you to go out. And then when Dorinda went out and like took it so seriously, and then Phaedra's late and everyone.
And there's two people out there.
There's two people out there.
She's like, shoulder up, shoulder up.
Like, one. Out, she even out, had like the Paula Abdul, mic. It was a lot. So that happened. It was amazing. Then Marco even gets a confessional himself.
I know. So that's a confessional room that we can just walk into. Did you have that in Big Brother?
We had it in Celebrity Big Brother. Yeah. Where you walk in, but they never really let us walk in on our own. Like, we'd buzz. Sometimes we'd be mad and we'd buzz to let in, and they wouldn't. They would wait and then call us.
Is there a producer in the room when you go in there, or do you
never? Okay. I think because of COVID, we never saw a human.
Oh, okay.
I never saw, and their names would change, even though I knew it was the same voice.
How weird. So we went in, there was a red button. I wish they would have shown it. Maybe they will. You push the red button. I think it was red. And then you just start talking. And it's really, for me, it was really uncomfortable because I'm
so they don't ask you questions.
No.
Oh. No.
I think one time a producer was in there one time and asked me a question. Cause I'm like, I think it was in the beginning. Cause I'm like, I don't know what to say. They're like, say whatever you feel. And I'm like, I feel weird talking to myself. It's weird. When I had like Vicky or somebody else with me, then I felt comfortable, but it was like, okay.
I can say that even though, you know, me and Vic aren't on the best of terms, her face when all of this happens it really made me laugh. Like that.
I know. She was funny.
Like that.
This was a good episode for her.
It was good until the end. And then she starts coming unhinged. Like, she gets to the point where she's like, no, other people are getting more attention than me. And you can tell she's getting pissed.
Oh, I didn't notice that. But I mean, overall, I mean,
it was a way better episode for her than any of the others.
Yeah.
Who called you and Vicky Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
That was Taylor. So Taylor was talking about her tea party. So we had this tea party. I was still so irritated.
Was it 1,000 degrees? Y'all looked miserable right there.
It was, no, I don't know. It wasn't. It really wasn't.
When you all had the little fans.
It wasn't like Orange County hot, but it was warm for up there. And I felt like we were just all sitting there. It was so annoying. I didn't feel comfortable. I felt like Dorinda wasn't like talking to me. And I was just sitting there like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Then Eva calls Vicky negative and a continuous problem.
But do you absolutely love that the feud is between me and Dorinda, and they go after Vicky for not going to aerobics. So they're going after her, not me. They're going after Vicky.
Because they're lumping you two together, which is why that always, you know, I always will get lumped and then I get heat for being lumped. But here's the thing.
I mean, they put us in the same damn room.
You're in the same bed.
I know.
Yeah. What are you? It's not even you're in the same room. Okay. Then Dorinda talks about how she makes it nice and she cries over Richard. Jill says that Dorinda is getting angrier and angrier, and Dorinda is being dismissive of Jill, and that Jill is bitter. Okay, I don't know if this story is true, but I heard, remember when we all watched Sex and the City back in the day?
Yeah.
And there was that one couple that fought the entire time. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, that couple that fought the entire time, that they always like just showed little bits and pieces of, I think her name's Candace Bushnell, the writer, based it off of Dorinda and Richard.
What?
Yes.
Who told you that?
I don't know if this, you guys, I 1,000,000% don't know if this is true, but this is something I've heard from the beginning of the time that I was on Housewives.
Okay, we need to get Dorinda on here and ask her.
I want to know
she would know.
And because they were always like kind of just bickering back and forth, and that was their kind of shtick. And so, yeah. I am having a little bit of a hard time with Jill. I'm doing my best. I'm trying to come along.
She's an acquired taste. I'm not going to lie. She's an acquired taste. She talks a lot. So do I. But no, she talks a lot. And then she...
More than me?
Yes. And she's got the best heart. She's so kind. She's so sweet. And she comes from a good place. But she's just kind of like, everything's an infomercial. Like, they cut all of it out so far.
Oh, so the entire thing is she's slanging.
But however, she was also supportive of everybody else's business. So it was like, it wasn't just her business. She like come into my room, Tamara, can we sit and talk about your CBD? And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. That's not why I'm here. And they're not going to cut it out. I know enough that they're going to cut it out anyways. So let's not waste our time.
Know what they didn't cut out?
What?
Your outfit that you wore to the Prohibition dinner that Kim Richards also wore to Farrowween.
Oh, really? Right off the Amazon.
I was dying.
So let me tell you what happened.
You threw that on and I was like, Tam, no.
Well, what happened was I had ordered this really beautiful dress and it was like you know, kind of like the dress you wore to MTV Awards.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it was that and a headpiece and all this stuff. It never arrived. It freaking never arrived. So I had to go on Amazon. You remember, I had 2 weeks prepared for this. So I didn't have time to do shit. So I went on Amazon and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get this in case the other one doesn't come through. And sure enough, it didn't come. It arrived like 3 days after I left.
It's really
still in the box.
It was all the things. Then Dorinda trying not to get upset when you guys knock over the lady that was the recreation
Eva
from the painting.
Knocked over the lady. Yes. What they didn't show is that we were getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. So when we were down in the grass where that lady was, you know, the mannequin, they had to move us because I literally had bites all over my face. I mean, all I could think of was, oh my God, when this airs, I'm going to look like I have major acne because I had bites all over my face, on my arms, bruises inside my thighs from scratching. And we're like, we can't take this anymore. So they moved us over, which was a little better.
I also didn't know that it's called, that's where the bunghole came from. So that
I didn't
was
know
it,
either.
The more you know. So thank you so much to Girls Trip for teaching me something new.
And the brown liquor, I mean, Phaedra wasn't lying.
She was not
crazy.
I can't even drink brown liquor because I remember myself as a teenager drinking, I think it was like SoCo.
I've never drank brown liquor.
And I just like waking up in a field and being like, I got to get home. I got to figure this out. So I am not a brown liquor person whatsoever.
But I know I'm drunk when the clothes come up.
I wrote, it's right here in my notes. Tam solo nudity dance. Strip tease.
So what happened was first there was the burlesque dancer that came in and she had a body like I've never seen in my life. She probably had like 3% body fat. And just the most beautiful body I've ever seen. So when that happened and then Dorinda started opening her jacket, they kind of played it backwards when Dorinda opened up
her
jacket.
I don't know that I saw that part.
And she had like her bra on and I'm like, oh shit, if she's going to do it, then I'm going to do it too. So then I started taking, I mean, I only took like, it wasn't like I was naked. I just took the
I mean, we did, jacket and suspenders. We didn't see your vagina hole. Correct.
No, you will never see my vagina hole. Never gonna happen.
Yeah. Then,
but it was so much fun. We had so much fun, and then we went in and we went and we're hanging out with the burlesque dancer. We were talking and having fun, and then we went into the billiards room,
and that's when Dorinda gets annoyed because Jill wants to go on Eva's talk show, morning radio show.
Yes.
I don't know why she cared. Like if Jill wants to put herself out there and try, like granted, I was like, if she wants you on there, she's going to ask you, but what does Dorinda care?
I don't know. I don't know. She felt like she was the host of the house. So she kind of had to like say like, no, let her do her thing. Leave her alone.
Dorinda doesn't, I mean, but Eva doesn't feel like she's not going to speak up for herself if somebody says something. So
1,000%.
And she was handling it just fine.
Yeah.
By this time, Dorinda starts crying when other people are crying and things go a little askew.
She can cry like that. Like when I started crying.
Oh yeah. Then she started crying. She turned around.
Me and Vicky looked at each other and we're like, what the hell's going on right now? How is she flipping this on us?
It's I don't know. But
it was crazy.
It was a lot. We're going to take a little break. But is there anything else we're missing on Girls Trip before we go into Beverly Hills?
And then we can go into fan thought. We have some fan thoughts if you want to go over those.
Oh, well, then let's go into fan thoughts before we take a break.
Oh, this is something that I would like to check. No glam squads. Very refreshing.
I saw a glam squad.
Okay, so I'll explain that. So in general, we did not have a glam squad in a daily situation. And Dorinda had reached out to us, or production had reached out to us and said, you have the option to have glam squad whenever you want. You have to pay them X amount of money or whatever it was. And I said, no, I'm good. I'm good. I don't need it. I don't care. And most
was it $25?
It was not $25. It was not $25. And then I had said, oh, you know what? Maybe at the Prohibition dinner, like maybe I'll do that because I'm doing a theme thing and I want to do,
because I'm wearing my Amazon Kim Richards outfit and I want to give it all the
I want to look as good as I can. So I was like, maybe I'll do it then. So I did it then. I think the glam squad, it ended up being a total bust because nobody really used them. People that thought they were going to use them, we didn't really have time.
Yeah.
We like had to hurry.
And once drinking's already started, what I learned on any of my Housewives trip time,
you can't give zero shits after you start drinking.
Yeah. After you start drinking. So like the winery night, even in Provence, I was supposed to come back and there was like a shared glam. There was no way. I was voguing in like a bathroom. Like when it's cameras go down, you're just like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I cringe a lot when I see like pictures. You know, I'm like, oh God, okay, I look like shit, but I don't care. And I do feel like it's refreshing. I feel like it's, takes us back to early days of Housewives where, we were more relatable. We didn't have glam squads.
Yeah. Did Dorinda not have enough bedrooms that Vicky and Tamara had to share a room?
No, she didn't. And you have to remember there was 8 girls there. So she still had, counting her bedroom, 8 bedrooms. That's a lot of bedrooms in one house.
Yeah.
So, and she did have like an area that I could have slept in, but it's like, it wasn't really a bedroom. There was lots of rooms in that house, but no.
Okay. Next one is Vicky acts like she doesn't want to be there.
Well, I think we've gone over this before and yeah. She just wasn't having a good time. It wasn't great for her.
Okay. It's all Vicky stuff here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to move on because love seeing all the ex-housewives still so messy. Of course.
Brandy gives me anxiety.
Brandy stirs the pot. Of course she does.
Well, I mean, Brandy's good at it. And thank God for Brandy.
I mean.
Well, okay. Can I ask you about the eyebrow thing?
Yes.
Where do you think that comes from? When Brandy says, why did you think she was a lesbian? She goes, her eyebrows. Like she said it, zero cares. It came right out of her mouth. Her eyebrows.
I think it comes from experience.
Do you think it comes from Denise Richards?
Well, what? The one eyebrow up like the Grinch and like.
I mean, because she has like very distinct eyebrows. And my first thought.
Well, I have very distinct eyebrows as well.
You do too.
I know, but.
Are you a lesbian?
No, I mean, it's not that I wouldn't. I just have never hooked up with a chick.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, where did that come from? Oh, her eyebrows.
Well, I'm maybe during COVID, she had to like really analyze people's eyebrows because you can't see their face because of masks.
So she chose the lesbian friends or people that she knew or called them out because their eyebrows?
Possibly, but it did make me laugh. It made my new best friend Eva that I haven't spoken to.
Oh, we'll get Eva on here. And Phaedra, I mean,
so good.
So good.
I understand that we love Brandy, but this is a real pet peeve of mine. When somebody sends a message on Housewives and one of their nails is broken.
Oh, can we just talk about
what is happening to that nail? That nail, no.
Can I give you a little backstory on her nails?
Yes.
Okay. So when we were filming and when I did press the other day, she opened up a bag, a Ziploc bag, and they're filled with press-on nails. And so she literally glues them on. She did this the entire time that we were filming Ultimate Girls Trip. I mean, this girl has no shame in her game. She literally grabs her Ziploc bag. Oh, I lost a nail. Super glue, glues a nail on.
Well, before sending such an important text message, she should have super glued that nail right back on.
I'm pretty sure her nails are not in importance to her. When was the last time you did lead press on nails?
I couldn't do it well. I tried to do it my day entering into Celebrity Big Brother and couldn't manage
it. And that's why I love her so much. She just does not care.
Does not care. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Beverly Hills.
Thank you.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, so here we are back talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We meet Cherie.
I love her.
Love her.
Have you met her?
We met her at MTV Awards.
Oh, yeah, but have you met, do you know her prior
to
that?
No, prior to that, I have not met her.
I have to tell you, I talked to her. She was so sweet.
Her boyfriend was really nice.
Boyfriend was nice. She obviously a fan of the shows, so she had asked me some questions, just so kind and sweet.
Beautiful. I liked hearing about her co-parenting.
Okay, so I have a question. So I can't remember what she said, but she was talking about having her birthday and that her baby daddy went. Is she talking about Will Smith that went to her birthday party?
She continuously talked because Trey
is right.
Will's son,
oldest son,
and how important co-parenting has been for them. And Garcelle, then they, you know, flash to Mike Nylon and they talk about how important it is for her. And then they show like the co-parenting between the two of them. I think it's a nice moment. You see a friendship there, but then you also see that this friendship has not been a long friendship because Garcelle has had sex with Will Smith after. Sure.
Yeah, but he's been married to Jada for years.
But
my question is, did Will Smith go to Sheree's birthday party?
I don't know.
Because they talked about it and Garcelle said, oh, was Jada there too? And she goes, no, you know, she has her own life.
Oh.
And I'm like, what does that mean? Because there's been so many rumors. So I picked up on that for sure.
Yeah. So I did enjoy seeing their friendship. I'm excited to learn more about her. To be perfectly honest, I've heard the least about her from the other women.
Really? Okay.
Other than when I asked Crystal who she's closest with, and she said Sheree.
Yes.
So, but I have yet to see them speak. But we do get into Crystal then creating her Instagram videos with Lucy, and then her brother comes in, and then I do audibly laugh when Rob continually says,
what did he say?
Instead of Norfolk, he says Norfolk. And then the kids get it.
And like, it's so cute. The son's like, Dad, you said that F word. He's like, Norfolk.
Yeah.
And he said it like, what, 5 times? Norfolk. And I'm like, okay, I like Rob's little personality.
Yeah. And then you see Crystal saying that, you know, Diana, she doesn't say polarizing, but she says something like, if you push her to the point, she's going to be whatever it is. And then you see Crystal's brother. He's like, I love Diana. Yeah. And then Rob goes, oh, so you know her? And he's like, no.
But I want to.
So that moment I thought was a really good family moment. And
yeah, it was really cute.
Reminds me of the people that I know when I watch versus what I sometimes see on the television.
Right. There was a lot of family moments. You have Erica talking about her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You have Kyle talking about her mom, talking about the Pasadena thing. And then there was another one.
Oh, yeah. We need to kind of break down the Pasadena thing. So apparently Kathy texted Garcelle that she's in Pasadena or something like that. And that backstory is whenever you're not going to do something is you're going to pass.
Oh, I'm going to use that.
Yeah. It's my new favorite
thing.
So
is Kathy ever coming on the show? Do you know?
What episode are we on?
I don't know.
I think Kathy comes on episode 11.
Oh, wow. How many episodes do they have?
Probably 20.
Oh, wow.
Three with reunions, probably. So Kyle's in her kitchen doing a very normal thing, like cooking Alexia.
Turkey, yep.
And then of course Mo comes in and grabs
the bread and she's like, what are you doing? And all of a sudden she starts eating the bread.
Yeah. It's a very real moment. And then they kind of pan to like the brilliant editing that they do when every housewife reads a portion of a text, which I get it.
I thought that was great editing. Instead of just having one housewife like read from it, like Kyle started in the kitchen. And all of a sudden you see her confessional.
That's what they did to me when I wrote the long ass thing about All In, because I was trying to get girls not to come. So it was like this paragraph long, but this is what it says. It says, well, I don't normally do this in a group text, but doctors are putting me on bed rest to stop bleeding. This trip and flying and drinking and burning my candle at both ends after losing baby, bleeding for 8 weeks straight after miscarriages and 4 major surgeries that followed in the last few weeks to save my uterus was not a very intelligent thing to do. I usually wouldn't share this in a group text, because it makes me look like I'm a whining bitch, but Garcelle, misspelled, might think I'm rude. So there it is. Okay. Then they pan to Garcelle and her confessional upset about her name. And I can't help but make it personal and go, you misspelled my name in your book. And you obviously did it on purpose. Like nobody's name, T-E-D-I or whatever.
That's
I can't even
so
remember
funny.
What. Yeah. So,
I mean, you know what is shocking, but not shocking to me. Her pregnancy, her miscarriage, her multiple surgeries have not really played out on the show, except for what she has said. And I think by that text in the very end, where she doesn't want to sound like a whiny little bitch, whatever she said, she's a tough girl. Like, she doesn't want sympathy. She doesn't want anybody to feel sorry for her.
But also, I want to point out, I asked this question to some of the people that I know. What was the time gap between that text and Garcelle's birthday? Because the way it kind of played out to me is I thought it was like a day or two.
Yeah, I thought it was the night before.
It was over 5 days. Okay. So from somebody who has had miscarriages and had multiple procedures done and had, you know, excessive bleeding and all kinds of those types of things, I don't know Diana's situation, of course. I'm not a doctor, but I would be put on bed rest often.
Okay.
So I still
never
worked,
dealt with that. Yeah.
So
God,
but... I worked with horses for a living. Obviously, when I got pregnant, I wasn't allowed to ride anymore, but I was still allowed to go and teach. But if I stood up too much and I started bleeding too much, they would put me on bed rest for a couple of days until the bleeding would stop. Ugh. So I don't know her personal situation.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How old is she?
I don't know. I would assume she's older than me and younger than you.
I wasn't sure. I mean, I thought
how
I
old
heard
are you?
Like 54. I thought she was at least.
I think she's 46, but I don't know if I made
okay,
that up.
For some reason, I thought that she was closer to 50. And I'm like, at that point, if you're having all those issues, would you not just have a hysterectomy?
No, it's because she wants another kid with the boyfriend. And she's putting in embryos versus, I mean, okay. Yes. Like, could she go?
So she's doing like IVF, right?
That's my guess.
Okay.
Then you see Garcelle get upset about the misspelled name, but I didn't realize at first when I watched it that that was not her saying she wasn't showing up to the party. That was just her venting to the group.
Right. Yeah.
Rena's not in this episode at all.
I know. Well, yeah.
She's going to Harry's thing, but Harry's thing. She does post the ultimate thing, which is Denise once again never shows up, which we'll get to that later. But everybody was kind of coming at Rena, like, why wouldn't you show up to make up with Denise? And it's because anybody that knows Denise knows that she's full of it. She's not showing up.
So do you think that she was... like she had a conversation with production and production thought she was coming, like it was all set up and then she just didn't show
up.
Yeah,
I think it's like the party that Dorit had for her non-alcoholic champagne.
I wonder why she didn't show her non-alcoholic.
I think it's similar to that. I mean, they even got her a hotel because she said it was too long of a drive from Malibu to Dorit's. They put her up in a hotel. They did all of these things for her. She showed up to the hotel.
To the housewives then, because they don't play like that.
Like, but you think they don't play. I was never put in a hotel my entire life.
Well, they wanted her on the show.
Right. But
so they're trying to make it easy for her.
Right. So they did that then and she never showed up. And then she turned off her phone. So Garcelle even playing it out that she thought she was going to show up. And then the part that bugs me even more is then the picture like a month later. That we've now just recently seen.
Oh, Garcelle and Denise?
And Sutton trying to pretend that Denise is ever showing up. Denise is never showing up. Other than OnlyFans, you can find her there. She now has her
own. She's showing up on the Ultimate Girls Trip in theory.
Okay, yeah. So then we have our, Dorit makes me laugh this episode when she's talking with Sutton.
Oh my God, I was dying. And her interviews were she always looks so beautiful and stunning.
This is one of my favorite looks because it's still,
even though
it's Chanel from top to bottom, it's understated. It's not so in your face.
So beautiful.
She looks beautiful.
Does she have a stylist that picks out all these clothes?
It's really her.
Because Andy said on, you know, they recently took a trip to France and he said like she's like a tornado or something like that in a clothing store.
Like when we went to Vegas to see my dad's show, me, Kyle, Jen, our friend Nicole, like we shopped for maybe 45 minutes and Dorit like didn't make it to dinner until an hour before because she was immersed. I don't like shop
stand it.
But she loves it. It makes her come alive.
Well, yeah.
And then we get to everybody arriving to this said birthday party.
But prior to that, you had Kyle and Sutton FaceTiming.
Oh yeah.
And then the subtle shade that Sutton is throwing this season, it's like borderline like mean. mean. And Kyle said something and she's like, I hate you. But the way she said it, I hate you. And I'm like,
I mean, here's the thing.
I know she's joking, but my God.
I know that people want to come for me because of the Fox Force 5 thing. This isn't a Fox Force 5 thing. This is me watching television and also witnessing a human being that never seems to be enjoying themselves.
I know.
Never once. Like, the second you walked in the door today, I was so happy. It made me feel good. Yeah. I was laughing. I'm excited to do this with you. That person I have never seen with her. What was Sutton's face at the MTV Awards when we were all having fun?
She barely talked to me.
Miserable.
She's like,
miserable. So it's like, if you only care about putting out a certain persona for your fans to hang on to, but yet you're no fun for anybody else. I don't get it.
Yeah, but that is either.
That's not a Fox Force 5 thing. A lot of questions came in about what is my thoughts on this, because this is all now going to play out because obviously Erica is starting to get overserved. I think this is about to be a two-parter about Erica losing her earrings that are $750,000.
Oh, for next season? Next episode?
I don't know if that happens, but we're right now in the press. That's everywhere.
Can I ask you a question? Would you care if you had to give up? I've heard 1.4. I've heard 700,000. I've heard so many different numbers that these earrings cost. Would you really care about giving up earrings like that?
I truly think that if I was clueless about the situation and I was done wrong, maybe I would want to hold on. I think if you're done wrong, you hold on to being done wrong. But if you weren't done wrong, so like if I was fully in cahoots with it and the courts
were. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm not trying to have her back, but I.
But I get what you're saying now. Like she feels like she's done absolutely nothing wrong. So why is she having to give up things?
Why am I having to give up?
Because unfortunately, when you're married to somebody, you're grouped into that.
So if we go back to you and Simon, when Simon was allegedly abusing you, and there was an item that he gave you, and all of a sudden the court said, you have to give it back. And it was one of your only pieces that you had left.
Yeah. I'm not a materialistic person.
I'm not either. But diamonds are different because you could, if let's say she does lose her actual, this diamond, she would have had that diamond to sell.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you guys forget a little bit is that within this, she's lived a certain lifestyle because of a man who did not treat her well.
Yeah.
For so many years.
There's so many moving parts to it. I don't think all of us quite understand it. We just see it on surface level and what is being read off of court documents. And she's staying true to who she is. She had no involvement in it. She should not be responsible for anything, should not have to hand over anything. So
then there's speaking of them, Erica and Crystal calling Oliver hot, I feel like is a We're going to see more of this next week.
That's what Marcel said on Watch What Happens Live. There's more to come. And Oliver was actually at Watch What Happens Live with her in the audience. Yeah. So, and he shot it down. He's like, nope, I don't want anything to do with that.
Okay. Then we get into Cherie talking about making peace with her vagina.
Did I miss that?
Yeah. Then we get into a conversation about
was she arguing
PK
with her
looking at Erica's vagina. Yes, so that's when you can kind of tell Erica's drunk.
I was like, oh shit.
And PK walks up, but then PK is so good at just kind of laughing at the situation and moving away.
But she was like, she didn't even call it vagina. She's like, he was looking at my pussy all night long. And
I'm not really a P-word. That's not really my thing. And then we go to Diana, where I really wish Diana could have just shown up and not been so, okay, we get it. You made the joke about the bacon eating vagina.
That's going to be Sutton's new nickname, the bacon eating vagina.
Bacon eating vagina. The bacon eating vegan. A lot. We got it. It was a good joke the first time. Yeah, now we're done.
Yeah, you're beating it. What did you think about Diana? Like her purse is sitting over there. She's like $250,000. And then
it was this big. It didn't even fit her cell phone.
Husband or boyfriend? I don't even know.
Boyfriend.
And he goes, do you want me to take it to the car? And she's like, yeah.
No.
And can we talk about his outfit?
I didn't even see it because I was so revved up.
He had on like a hat and like a fur. And I'm like, oh my God, nothing screams douche more than that.
I don't know. I don't hate him because I've listened to his song so many times, like him singing.
It was quite an outfit.
But I this is where it gets a little confusing to me. When Sutton approaches Diana to kind of come for her regarding Garcelle and the misspelling of the name and this and that, there was no real, and maybe they cut it out, but there was no real understanding of
why.
What Diana had gone through at all.
At all. That's the first time I hear that she's had multiple surgeries and she's trying to save her uterus and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but Sutton doesn't want to hear it. The same way that Sutton, when I was pregnant, said, even worse than Teddy being boring is that she's pregnant. Oh, so I want to know.
What a sweetheart.
What Sutton's issues are with, and then we hear for a second, Sutton said I had miscarriages as well, but do I think that the way that Diana handled the night was great? Do I love Diana after last night? Oh, no.
The jabs back and forth, the comments, and she
they
said
both were,
she didn't, did Diana call her a frail old lady? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh crap.
And then she wouldn't let her talk, and then Kyle comes in, but Kyle had already done her splits. So like
she was already lit.
She was already in it, but she still made more sense. Like you can't call somebody soulless.
Yeah.
And so,
but you can call him a frail old person.
But yeah, either way.
And then I love when she puts her hand on Diana's leg and she's like, don't touch me. And she keeps it there for like another 3 minutes. And she just has her hand on her leg.
And I also want to say, like, don't make comments like, thanks for letting me go on your private jet. I'll take mine next time. There's no mine unless you own it.
Does she have one?
No, she charters one.
Oh.
And granted, I can't even charter one. I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
You probably can't either.
I'm not charting one anytime soon, sweetie.
So that's fine. But then either way.
Let me tell you my private jet experience. So a friend of ours said, hey, do you want to go to Cabo? And I'm like, yeah, sure. He's like, my friend works at like the private jet area and they got to go pick somebody up so we can just hitch a ride on this private jet. And we didn't have to pay a cent because they were going there anyways.
Right.
And it was like a friend, you know, a friend of a friend thing. And I'm like, that's my private jet experience.
Yeah. So don't call it, you're going to get your own. You don't have your own. You have one that you can afford to pay for, which is more than us.
Yeah.
But just let's be clear.
But I feel like Sutton, the back to that conversation, she was shady. Like she would say things that were shady, like, oh, bed rest did you good. And like, she would just like, why was it your job to sit Diana down and when you guys are not in a good place anyways, and start off by saying, you know, well, why are you here? You're supposed to be on bed rest.
But I also want to ask you this question. Why is it that we are meant to believe as viewers that Sutton and Garcelle are best friends, but yet I've never seen them have fun together? Not one time.
I feel like you build alliances with certain housewives.
Right, which we saw because of the LA Times last year. But now Crystal's been removed from that
group. Yeah, Crystal is removed from that group now. I just realized that.
Yeah, Crystal's gone.
Who's her group?
Diana. Because of
Crystal and Diana, that's her posse.
Which, so today we get this from Diana posts this on her Instagram today. Dear Garcelle, next time you go on national television, why don't you educate viewers on how many times I went to Haiti, your home country? Why don't you tell them how many planes full of first aid and medical supplies I sent to Haiti? Why don't you tell viewers how many millions of my dollars I have given to your country? A woman from Bosnia did that. Also, you could have mentioned all the money I've given and everything I've done for women's rights in Congo and all 100% Black communities. You are very familiar with all the work I've done for human rights and all around global. Then she writes, P.S. Crystal's not a liar. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Anytime somebody is too money driven, and everything they say, that's my issue with Diana. Do I think there are parts of Diana that has done all of the right things with her money? Yes.
It's really annoying to film with somebody that all they do is talk about money. At one time we had Alexis Bledel on the show and she would always, everything had a price tag, everything had money.
Was she rich?
I don't think so, but whatever. And And it got to a point where I just said to her, I go, we don't care about your money. We care about you as a human being. Like, your money's going to come and go. We don't care about that. And it was like a big old ordeal, but I can't, for life of me, sit there and listen to somebody brag about all the money they have. Like, yeah, it's nice to have money, but you know what? You don't got to brag about it.
Yeah. I mean, so the party, all in all, there were good parts. There were not great parts, you know, ultimately them showing Erica trying to get that extra drink after the bar is closed, or saying, I've told you about Denise.
Let's break the rules. Yeah, let's break the rules.
It's not the best, but it's also,
love seeing a drunk Erica.
See somebody drunk having fun
than
somebody being mean and being closed off and not being able to understand. When somebody sends a text that says, I've had miscarriages and this is where I am, and still coming from them, coming for them. Okay. We'll go to fan thoughts now.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. you cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
R-H-O-B-H fan thoughts. Sutton is so rude and then acts like a victim.
Sutton is rude then acts like a victim. She's mean with her words, and she was never like that in the past. So I don't understand what she's doing. Is she trying to get airtime? Is this truly who she is? Is she acting?
I think that Sutton, I mean, here's the thing. When you are in hanging out with Sutton on a non-television, non-whatever, when I first met her, she was okay when we were together. Not somebody I would ever, seek after, but like she was okay. And then she would do all the polite things. Like, it's your birthday, you're going to get
flowers.
Yeah. Here's flowers. It's this, you're going to get this.
Yeah.
But I think she's just doing the most. But also, if you're going to do the most and make me want to be your friend.
Right.
Watching. Then it says Diana calling Sutton boring is the pot calling the kettle black. Teddy, does this feel like a little bit of revenge for you? For me, it's not about revenge. It's more about what sticks to you when you're on reality television. And I don't think that Diana necessarily needs to do it the same way. I didn't think that Sutton needed to do it. If she wanted to say something about Sutton, I don't know that it's necessarily that she's boring.
I don't think Sutton's boring.
But I think I would say
unhappy, maybe.
Are you ever fun? Do you ever enjoy your life? Right, like, right. When are we doing? Those are the conversations. And then that's what would bring better television. But what happens on these shows is people say boring because they know the fans are going to pick up on it. And then you're going to be labeled as boring.
Yeah.
Whereas if you really dig into the person's issues,
right,
it's way more interesting. Like, if you're like, you know what? When you're this way, blah, blah, blah. Like, I haven't seen you live. You get butthurt. See,
When I think boring, I don't think Sutton's boring at all. I think she's great TV. I think she's great TV. But boring's not one of them. Like you were saying, I think it's like, you never see her happy. She's never, like Vicky, you say, whooping it up. Like, she's never having a good time. You never see her laughing and carrying on. It's always like little snide comments.
Whereas you will see Kyle or you'll see Garcelle. Or you'll see people having those moments, even drunk Erica.
Yeah.
Having moments where she's enjoying herself. Rena, but the only time that you see Sutton ever enjoying herself is in the confessional room.
Yeah. Or when she's karaokeing.
On her Instagram.
Yeah.
Kyle doing the splits is everything we need. Iconic. I hope she hears that because she gives herself such a hard time.
I saw her post on Instagram. She goes, I don't want your recaps. I almost wrote, well, Tammy Sue and Teddy Joe are going to recap.
We can't. No, she already texted me. She's like, I'm not watching this week's episode. Tell me how bad. And I'm like, listen, I
don't think she was bad.
I go, to be perfectly honest, and this isn't even biased. I don't think you have anything to regret this episode. So what? You're like playing.
She had a lot of vagina shots. She had a lot of legs in the air. And Mauricio was there and he didn't think anything of it. I think Eddie would have been like, close your legs, but
it was fine. There was worse things. And then Diana is trying too hard to be the villain. I don't know if she's trying too hard to be the villain. I believe that once she lost her emotional control, she went the opposite way. So instead of being vulnerable with everybody, she decided to tell everybody, you know, F you all the time.
Yeah, I feel like she's the type of girl that doesn't want to show any kind of sadness. She wants to be strong. And I feel like it's just coming off as she's cold.
Yeah. Then it says Garcelle is nasty in her confessionals. I think Garcelle is doing what she needs to do to be on the show.
I like her confessionals.
I don't mind her confessionals. I just wish she would do a touch more to people's faces.
Yeah.
But I do. I mean, I think
I feel like she tells people to their face too.
You want me to be completely frank?
Yeah.
I want Garcelle to connect with somebody other than Sutton.
Okay.
I want to see Garcelle having real fun in the moment.
Why is Garcelle and Kyle not close?
I think they're friendly, but I think that my guess is they, I don't know, because everything was so brutal with Denise.
Yeah.
I think that there's that little bit of separation there. But we also have to remember how close really is Garcelle to Denise? Because I can tell you this. Renna invited me to Harry's birthday party and I didn't show up and she didn't say on national television she was done with me because of it. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she respected the fact that me going on that show wasn't the best thing for me and had no reflection of how I feel about her and him.
Yeah.
So the fact that Garcelle could openly say to all those women on national television, I see who Denise is, and the fact that she didn't show up for me. Like,
if you think really playing it for the cameras. Like
correct. Yeah. If you really cared about Denise, you would say nothing. Yeah. You'd be like, she couldn't make it. Ah, bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. She was doing OnlyFans.
Yeah. With her daughter.
With her daughter.
But I mean, that's really where we are. And now here we are at the end. And if you guys keep tuning in, keep making comments, keep giving us all the stars, maybe reviews. We'll come to you live on July 4th, right here from the real OC. Because I feel like all the things are going to be happening.
I still got to figure out my outfit.
I know, now that we've already worn this
outfit. Okay, so we're in a group text message and Teddy's like, okay, guys. So, you know, I hope everybody can make it on the 4th of July. And then all of a sudden somebody starts posting pictures of a guy's speedo.
Speedo.
And then we're all sending in, you know, our guy's measurements, extra small. Everyone's like, my husband, he's extra small. No shade. And I'm like, and he's like, tell him extra large. And I'm like, medium.
So, but the problem was I forgot that my original group text included Edwin.
Oh my God. He's on there. Oh my God. So
it's like 11 girls. And then I put Edwin on solely because I wanted to remind him that he can't invite anybody else. We're at capacity.
So tell me what we're doing.
Okay. So we're having,
I saw hibachi. I saw no champagne.
No. So we have a bartender that's coming and going to do margarita, like whatever.
Okay.
But there's these rules in OC where you like can't buy spirits. To like as a bartender or whatever.
Oh, I don't know.
That was my point. Okay. Like, I will have a bar that's stocked with, you know, Skinny Margs.
Tequila, vodka, all
those types of things. But if there's something else, if you're a red wine drinker, bring it because the bar is not going to bring it. Okay. And I don't live here, so I don't keep shit here because I'm not that. Then we have hibachi out on the beach. Then we have a fire guy that comes, and then the fireworks are incredible.
So the hibachi is where they cook the food on the grill, right?
They do it like on the beach, and they asked us like, what colors do you, it's going to be really great. And I orchestrated like a really nice, like fun group of girls that, and husbands that live in OC.
Are we doing sports on the beach?
Football. I have, where potato sack racing.
Oh,
I have cornhole. I mean, you guys know. Okay. I can't help myself. Okay. This is who I am. And
do you need any help? Anything?
No, but I mean, pretty much from now until July. Oh, my sister's coming into town.
Oh, I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah. So you
and plus, we're going to kind of celebrate your birthday too.
But it's not a big birthday. It's only 41. But you'll be able to be with my sister. Yeah. All the kids will be here. We'll have so much fun. And Eddie and Edwin can pretend that they're, you know, so disapproving of us, but we're going to break them.
As they have one drink over in the corner. Like,
no, we're going to not on the 4th. That's the rule.
Oh, you have to have 4.
No, not on the 4th. You have to have 4 on the 4th.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like Eddie will be drinking on the 4th.
Yeah. I think he will too.
Yeah.
Especially when he knows he has to go head to head with me on the potato sack race.
Yeah.
But you guys, we won't be here Tuesday because there is no Real Housewives of Atlanta because of the holiday, but we'll be back Thursday. We have so many exciting guests, and keep tuning in to Real Housewives Girls Trip with my girl Tam, who's crushing it. Thank you.
Thank you guys.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.